Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. Joining me right now in the studio, I have a couple of guests. First off, Carbon County Commissioner Jake Meller, and he has brought along Karen Dolan from Four Corners Behavioral Health. Now, we have a very, very fun Castle Country Focus interview today that comes along with a very prestigious honor for Mrs. Dolan. And Jake, first off, I appreciate you coming in today and bringing Karen along. I'm looking forward to this one.
You know, it's exciting that we can kind of spotlight some leaders in our community, some people who are making a really big difference, and people who have received, or I guess Karen, who has received this amazing award that it's kind of rare.
Yeah, you were telling me a bit about this award, and again, it's the Leon Povey Lifetime Achievement Award. This is something that's only been handed out a handful of times.
Right, so it's been around about 15 years. Leon Povey himself was a pillar of the substance abuse and behavioral health community, and basically got it started here in Utah a long time ago. And about 15 years ago, they started with this recognition. And even though it's been around about 15 years, they've only given it out 5 times, Jordan.
That's fantastic. And it just happened to go this go around to Karen Dolan, who is right here in our own backyard.
With so many people who were, their names were put forth this year, so many potential individuals that could have received this award, it's amazing that someone from our community who is making such a difference was able to be spotlighted by the state and be given this award.
Now, Jake, we're going to talk to Karen Dolan here in just a moment, but before we jump into that, you mentioned the prestige award and it going to someone right here who has made a difference in our community. Give us a little bit of a background on Karen.
So Karen Dolan, she's been the director of Four Corners Behavioral Health for about 5 years now. She's got over 25 years experience in behavioral health, and I want everyone to understand that there's a distinction between what is public health and what is behavioral health. And you know, we need to bring Karen in so that we can ask her some questions and have her clarify so that everyone in the public will know.
Well, she's standing right here, so let's go ahead and bring Karen Dolan in. Again, she is the recipient of the Leon Povey Lifetime Achievement Award, just recently picked up this honor. First off, Karen, it's a pleasure to have you in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jordan.
Let's talk a little bit about what you have done. And again, Jake mentioned 25 years you've been in this field, 5 years you've been the director at Four Corner Behavioral Health.
So I've actually been in the field for 32 years. I started right out of college. I went down to St. George, and the state hospital was closing down beds, and people with mental illness were returning to their communities. So my first job was to develop a clubhouse in St. George. And I worked in St. George for 12 years, and then I've been here for about 17 years. I was a therapist for a long time, and then I kind of worked my way up. So I've been in the field a long time, and I've really seen it grow as institutions closed and programs in the community opened up for people with serious mental illness and people struggling with substance use disorder. We're really working on helping people turn their lives around.
Now, Karen, I'm sure the name Four Corner Behavioral Health, I'm sure that's a very familiar name for a lot of people here in the community, but maybe it's for people, there's some people out there that just don't know what you guys do. So kind of describe to me what it is that Four Corners Behavioral Health actually brings to the table here in the community.
Okay, so the state of Utah tasks the counties with being the local mental health and local substance abuse authority, which means we have people that in our communities that struggle. 1 in 10 people, human beings in general, will develop an addiction, and 2 in 5 people will develop a mental health issue or a serious mental illness. So the counties are tasked with being the mental health and substance abuse authority to serve that population in their communities. So for Carbon, Emory, and Grand, Four Corners is that provider for to serve people with serious mental illness and with addiction. We have 5 drug courts that we serve. We have 2 clubhouses, 1 in Moab and 1 in Carbon County, for people with serious and persistent mental illness. We have case managers and therapists. We have therapists in all the schools for early intervention. We have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week crisis line connected to dispatch in each of the counties for people suffering with mental health emergencies. We provide civil commitments for people who need to go to the hospital, but they're not quite well enough to make that determination. So to help them get there, we work with the sheriffs and law enforcement to really help with public safety around mental health and substance abuse issues.
Now, with all that being said, The Leon Pulvey Lifetime Achievement Award is something that is very dear to you. You and I were talking about this off of the cuff. When you found out that you were not only a nominee, but going to be the recipient of this award, what was your reaction?
I was quite overwhelmed because I know I have 104 employees that come to work every day to serve their fellow man and to serve the least of our communities. And I was so humbled. There are a lot of people in the state that work really hard to serve the most vulnerable in our community. So for me to receive this award, I was very humbled and very, very overwhelmed. We have a lot of dedicated people that are in this business. And so it was just very humbling.
Commissioner Miller, I know that there's some other stuff you want to add to this as well.
Well, I think it helps drive home, Jordan. A lot of times when we think of behavior health, that's something very foreign. That's something that somebody far away uses. But if we could get Karen to share some statistics with us and kind of share with us, give us an idea of how many people here locally use and need the services of behavioral health and also within the state.
Sure. So we probably serve, in our county, we have about 20,000 people. And we probably serve about 1,000 people a year who have serious and persistent mental illness and addiction problems. And then we interface with many, many more people who come in for an emergency or call for an emergency after hours or go in and out of the hospital. We have many different programs for them, for all the way from prevention programs, trying to help parents become empowered and help their kids not use in the first place anything, alcohol or drugs, because their brains are developing. You have a much less chance of becoming addicted if a person waits until they're 25 to have their first drink. So we have a pretty robust prevention program. We support the CARE Coalition and services to all ages. We also provide services in the nursing home, so from birth to death.
Let's hear about some of the services that we provide for the youth and what support we can give them. A lot of times we think that, you know, kids are too young to even have these issues, but that's not necessarily true.
Oh, sure. So we're finding that kids who have trauma early in their childhood, trauma such as domestic violence or addiction in their family or moving a lot or divorce, lots of different things can create trauma, and those can then later create mental health problems or substance use disorder problems. So we have an early intervention program. We have a therapist going into each school, and kids that are just starting to struggle with some kind of behavioral issue or mental health issue can see a therapist and get intervention very early on to try and turn this around and heal them before it becomes a bigger problem.
Now tell us, we've got, you know, some statistics, some 1 in a 10, 1 in a 100, can help us know so that we can realize that in the 20,500 whatever population we have here in the county, help drive it home a little bit.
So 1 in 10 people will develop a substance use disorder. And 1 in 5 or I'm sorry.
You're okay.
Can we stop? Okay. So 1 in 10 develop a substance use disorder. The 3 in 5 will develop a mental health problem. 1 in 100 will develop schizophrenia. So in every single community, all of us know someone with a mental health problem or with a substance use disorder problem. And there's a lot of stigma around getting help and getting the care that you need. And oftentimes people won't get help until it's an emergency or it's gone so far. However, earlier the treatment, the better. So the earlier the intervention, the better the outcome.
Well, Karen, I definitely appreciate you taking out the time to come join us in the studio today and talk not only about your Leon Pulvey Lifetime Achievement Award, but also your career and kind of what's happening here locally. Before I let you go, I do have one more question for you. Did you bring up the Safe UT app? I mean, that is something that's very important, right, for youth as well. It's a tool to help them.
Yes. So the Safe UT app is an app for a smartphone, and any youth that's struggling with a mental health problem or is suicidal can text a therapist on the other line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's Safe UT. It's a statewide service. It's free. It's a free app, and it can prevent an emergency. So,
well, just to add one more thing, Karen. The reason for the Leon Povey Lifetime Achievement Award, the reason why you were recognized and nominated for this award, could you tell us a little bit about the individuals here in the community that you've been coordinating with and working with and how unique that is and the difference we're making in regards to opioid overdose?
Yes, sure. We have several projects. We've written a grant for opioid addiction in our community. We are opening up a medication-assisted treatment facility for, we have 2 years of funding, so we're hoping that will be a real great success. We also have a naltrexone project working with the jail and the sheriff and the drug court, where a person who is struggling with opiates can come in and take a medication every morning that will give them 24 hours of sobriety. It blocks the opiate receptors in their brain, so they don't get high if they use. So this has been a really successful project. We have about 85 people on that medication. If anyone is interested, they're welcome to call. We'll help them with that. It's inexpensive, and it's a one tool. We've been working really hard to get naloxone kits out to anyone and everyone to prevent overdose deaths, because most people who become addicted do eventually get into long-term sobriety and turn their lives around. So if we can keep people alive, we can get them into treatment and into recovery. So naloxone kits are available through the health department. Carbon Medical and Helper have kits, and Four Corners has kits. And this is an opioid overdose reversal medication, so that's very important.
So just so that everybody understands correctly, this is kind of a newer medication, and if somebody is constantly, you know, using these drugs, this actually blocks those receptors in their brain, and it makes them sober.
So there's two drugs. One is naloxone, and that reverses an overdose. The other drug is naltrexone. They sound a lot alike. Naltrexone is a pill, kind of like Anabuse with alcohol. It's a pill you can take every day, and it sits in the receptor sites of the brain so that a person doesn't crave opiates. And if they use opiates, they're ineffective, so they don't get a high from the opiates. And it's been very, very effective for our people that are struggling with opiate addiction. There are other medications available also. Some are expensive. Some people need insurance. But we're working with that with our other clinic that we're just funding. So we're hoping we can get that up and running in the next couple months.
So naloxone is the drug that'll save someone's life if they're dying from an overdose. And naltrexone, which naloxone, by the way, all the sheriff's deputies and the police here locally and the emergency responders, and everybody has that and has been using that, and it's been great. It's saved a lot of lives. Naltrexone is the drug that helps people get sober.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
If anyone needs any more information, Karen, on this particular aspect of it, of any form, in any regard to what we just talked about, what's the best way to go about finding that information?
They can just call our Carbon County Administrative Office, and we'll point them in the right direction, 637-7200.
Karen, I really appreciate you taking out the time to come in today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Commissioner Miller, we'll end with you. It's always a pleasure to get you in the studio as well. You always bring in some very great news. I think every time you come in, you bring along someone that definitely has some great news that we have to share with the community, so I appreciate that as well.
Of course, Jordan. And here in the community, we're trying to focus on awareness as a commission and trying to get the word out of the services that we currently offer and the benefits that our local citizens can participate in if they need help today in regards to all of the behavioral health services that are available. Please feel free to reach out to Four Corners Behavioral Health and get more educated. You'll see more outreach from the Public Health Department and from Four Corners here in the future.
Jake, thank you so much, and I know we'll do it again really soon. Again, that's another Castle Country FYI right here on Castle Country Radio. For more information on this interview and others, just visit castlecountryradio.com. Commissioner Miller, we actually have to pause for just a moment, but would you mind hanging around, you and Karen, for one more segment with us?
Oh, of course, Jordan, and we're always happy to be here, and we'll stay tuned.
Fantastic. We have more coming up on Castle Country Focus.